The Sika Assembly raised rates twice last year. Mayor Matthew Hunter hopes this hike will be the last for a while.
This is a proposed electric rate increase marked as hopefully being our final one after this dam project. Is there any public comment for this ordinance on first reading?
The ordinance proposes a flat rate hike of 15% effective April 1st and the elimination of a tiered rate structure. That means that regardless of how much electricity a customer uses, the rate would be the same. This is true for households, boats, and for general service customers, big and small. So a household that uses 1,500 kilowatt hours a month would pay $245. Right now, they pay $209. Monthly and disconnection fees remain the same. The Assembly supported the measure, but took issue with some of the language, particularly the line saying that the rates may be adjusted annually according to the Consumer Price Index at the discretion of the administrator. The Assembly spoke against that, wanting to retain control of that decision for themselves in the form of an ordinance that required two readings. And while they want a mechanism for inflation-proofing Sika's electric rates, some questioned tying it to the CPI. Here's Assemblymember Bob Petruski with City Administrator Mark Gorman in response.
If our costs don't go up and the CPI goes up, why would we raise our rates, I guess, would be my question. So I don't really like it being tied to the Consumer Price Index, personally.
That's a good point. I think that's why the word is may, not shall.
With uncertainty lingering over the language, the Assembly unanimously moved to postpone the ordinance, directing city staff and Assembly members Kevin Knox and Steven Eisenbeiss to make additional changes. Speaking hypothetically, Hunter said it was important that future assemblies have their pulse on electric rates. Past assemblies left rates largely dormant, and this has created a shortage of working capital for the city.
If we programmed in a 1% rate increase, if we'd done that 20 or 30 years ago, we'd be in a much better place now.
The assembly also postponed discussing an ordinance to make electric rates seasonal. Utility Director Brian Bertacci floated the idea and over the phone with KCAW spoke to its merits.
The rates would be pretty low for the winter when people, you know, that are here in town are struggling with being able to heat their homes and stay warm in the winter. So those rates would be lower, that would be helpful. And then the rates would be equally higher in the summer.
The ordinance proposes that customers pay 19 cents per kilowatt hour in the summer and 12 cents per kilowatt hour in the winter. Eisenbeiss wants to know what the public thinks of this.
I don't have a solid opinion on this yet, and I really want to hear from the public their thoughts on this.
Flood my inbox, he said. Flood all of our inboxes. The Sika Assembly's next regular meeting is March 14th, but they'll meet sooner than that. Next time on March 7th to review writing samples from applicants for city administrator, and again on March 9th to talk about the budget. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.